All righty. Always great to have him back. Gary Brown played his days over in Brentwood, graduated Brentwood High School back in the late 80s, went to Georgia Tech, played with the Green Bay Packers, got a Super Bowl ring way back in 1997, operating a business. As far as Keller Williams out in Woodbury, and always great to have him back. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. I thought of you last night as the Packers. What a setting. Always great. Nighttime, 15 degrees with a wind chill. You played in plenty of those over there. But good to see the Packers back out on top. Hopefully they'll take care of the 49ers. A huge win over Seattle last night. And I'll tell you, the great Aaron Rodgers showing why this guy's a future Hall of Famer, huh?
Yeah. His numbers don't lie, and he has them. Great leader, great team spirit, and he just lifts everything around him. He's an awesome dude.
One of those guys, Gary, you can't live without. If you're the Packers, you know, he stirs the drink. Pinpoint passes to Davante Adams, especially late, third and change, going down that right sideline, getting a first down and really enabling the clock to be run out, not to give the Seahawks another chance. But, you know, the precision-type passing, laser passing from Aaron Rodgers, I mean, it's really something to watch here.
He has the talent, and he has that competitive edge that, you know, a lot of people have some of one of them, and he has it all. You know, he has the competitive edge, the talent to go with it. So that's like a double-edged sword. So the more you push him, the more you back him into a corner, you know, watch out, he's going to surprise you. And he always does. He always comes through. The talent like that doesn't come by often. I talk to a lot of players about, this guy's the best, this guy's the best. And I'm like, yeah, but if you take Aaron Rodgers and you switch him with any quarterback in the league, whatever team he goes to, they get better. And whoever goes to the Packers, they're not as good. And they scratch their head a little bit, and they're like, wow, you're right. And I'm like, yeah. So Green Bay's been very lucky with Bart Starr and Brett Favre and now Aaron Rodgers.
It really is. You know, you look at a seamless transition as well, certainly under the mentorship of a Mike McCarthy for so many years, 9 of them to be exact, and then you go to a rookie head coach in this Matt LaFleur, you know, reports early in the season not being on the same page and everything else, but when it was all said and done, you know, look where they are right now heading to the NFC Championship game. What about the transition of a new head coach coming into play and a veteran quarterback there?
It's a new relationship, just like getting a new boss or a new manager. And no matter how cool or not cool they are, you're not going to really settle in until you get to know them, until they get to know you. And you guys got to work together. I tell people all the time, this football, we watch it as fans, and that's great because once it's spilled out to me, like to me as the business, it changes the game for me as a fan. But let's not forget, this is a business. So when you have your boardrooms and you have these people making these decisions, if they're not thinking about the total team aspect, it's going to show on the field. They're all selling the same product. But when you have the teams that are working to strategically fit the pieces in and not saying, well, I'll give you this pick, but I'm taking the next pick and kind of, you know, going for yourself, your product that comes out on the field is going to be 10 times better. That's why there's certain teams you always see there, because they got it. They understand it, and they make it happen.
Gary Brown's been making it happen for a long time, starring at Brentwood way back, Georgia Tech, on his way to the NFL with the Green Bay Packers, drafted in 1994. Packers, of course, winning the Super Bowl way back in 1997. Gary, of course, in Woodbury these days. Working for Keller Williams. We'll get into that in a second as well. I had no surprise the Chiefs winning, Gary, yesterday, down 24-0, came back home to find that. Shocked as I was, I knew in the end this team was too good and the Texans don't have that defense to corral these Kansas City Chiefs. What about that? Were you surprised at the outcome here?
I wasn't surprised at the outcome. I was surprised at the beginning. Because sometimes you get hit in the face, and before you recover, it's all over. And it's like, wait a minute, what just happened? You've seen it happen time and time again already. You know, sometimes you take up to withstand a blow like that says a lot about your team's character. A lot of times, going down 24-0 in the first quarter, people are throwing in the towel, arguing with each other, pointing fingers, coaches are panicking, trying to go for the home run ball. They never lost their cool. They never stopped believing in each other, and they strategically came back and blew them out. They scored 50-something points in less than three quarters. That's amazing.
Yeah, it really was. 41 unanswered. And then, of course, on Saturday, we'll go to the early game first. You know, San Francisco has really proven as a number one seed why they're there. While they'll be battling at home against the Packers on Sunday, you know, unbelievable defense, you know, with what they have going with a rookie there and Nick Bosa on the edge. And, you know, you throw in guys like DeForest Buckner, and it's just unbelievable. You know, this D Ford might have a chance to play the Chiefs, his old team in the Super Bowl. We'll see. But that defense is quite formidable.
I'm scared of them. That's a team I wasn't a believer just because of their track record the last 10, 15 years. And so it took me a while to get on board with what they had going on over there. I'm a true believer. They are a seriously well-rounded, pumping on all cylinders team. I tell people all the time, you know, the best team doesn't win the Super Bowl. The best team never wins the Super Bowl. It's the team that's playing their best football at that time. You're going to do three things in a season as a team. You're going to play average. You're going to play below average, not as good as you really are, and things are going to be rough. And you're going to play above average. When you can pull out the victories not playing so well, you know, finding a way to win after you play in a really bad game. And then at the end of the season, if you're pumping on all cylinders and you're pulling it all together, that's a dangerous, scary team. San Francisco is a very dangerous team.
No doubt. I'll tell you another one is the Titans. You know, maybe the layoff, you know, of a first-round bye had an effect on Baltimore. You know, Lamar was fine. Jackson, the rest of the team, you know, a little suspect there. A little rusty, maybe a little nervous, especially falling behind early in Tennessee. You know, listen. They took care of the Patriots in incredible fashion the week prior. They dismantled the Ravens in all aspects of the game, all three phases. Incredible. What about the Ravens? You know, everybody anointing them Super Bowl champs and everything else. What about that?
Perfect example of you never know what's going to happen after you get punched in the face. They got punched in the face and never recovered. They panicked. And I'm a firm believer in it's your coach's job to get you ready. So on that bye week, whether they didn't work hard enough or he worked them too much, they came in, they were flat, they were not on sync, they were out of sync, they weren't communicating. And that just, I believe that's a lot on coaching. Lamar played terrible. That's his second chance at this. I know it's only second year in the league, but you don't want to get scarred as one of those guys that can't play in a big game. He had an unbelievable season. Unbelievable. He's done
no
things
question.
I've never seen done before. And then to get on the bigger stage and then play like that. He played worse this year than he did his rookie year. So, you know, you don't want to get labeled like that. I wish him and Baltimore luck, and I want him to come back next year and prove everybody wrong. But this year is over for them.
No doubt. And let's not forget, you know, he's 22, 23 years of age. Incredible season. Only get better. So let's fast forward ahead a little bit, Mr. Brown. What do you think? Who makes it to the big dance 2 weeks from Sunday down at Hard Rock in Miami? Who are the teams?
Whoever can survive that first punch. it's going to be a doozy. I would love to see Kansas City there. I just think Andy Reid is such a good guy. He played with me in Green Bay. I mean, he coached when I was in Green Bay. I think he deserves it. He did a lot for Philly. He was really responsible for that Doug Peterson championship team. I would really like for him to do well, but taking emotions out of it, I'm a firm believer in seeing some new blood spreading the love. The Titans, Tennessee, is a shocker to me. I don't even know where they came from. I didn't see this coming all along. You know, 49ers, I saw them in my rearview mirror, but I wasn't really looking at them. But the Titans are just like, whoa, where'd they come from? So, I mean, I really would love to call it. I just don't know. I don't know. And that's what's so exciting about this year. The drama. It's like watching a movie. It's like watching a highly acclaimed movie. I sit on the edge of my seat watching these things every weekend.
No question. Chiefs-Packers will be a lot of fun. Kind of a throwback from the early days of Super Bowls 1, 2, and 3 and all that stuff. That could be quite exciting. We'll wait and see. And one thing, you know, you mentioned we come from and whatnot. We loved you at the networking event in October. you know, Gary's, you know, kind of a throwback guy. You know, the days in Brentwood and how he's climbed the ladder and now back on Long Island and Woodbury. What about that real quickly, Gary? What about that working back here and everything else?
I love it, man. You know, I'm a philanthropist anyway. I do this work. I have my own nonprofit, Dream 68 and the Gary Big Break Brown 68 Foundation. So my whole goal is to help people out. And then when I got an opportunity at Keller Williams to help people try to ease a difficult process, because buying a house can be very difficult. It could be grueling. And I try and put a little ease, take a little pressure off. We have the highest technology in the business. It makes things just so much easier. So I feel like I'm still helping people, but now I can make a couple dollars off of it. So things are going well. I'm having fun doing it. It's another chapter in my life that I never expected, and I'm growing with it fast. I'm building my team. We got a lot of things going on. We're doing residential and commercial. You need anything to do with housing, don't feel afraid to reach out to me. I can walk you right through it.
You got it. And listen, great to have you back, and hopefully we'll have more conversations. Can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the opportunity to say my piece. We'll see what goes on next week. If you want to talk again, just give me a call.